This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock for the head coach of the Browns. Anxious to hear what Kevin has to say today. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Dan Menigan is sitting there wearing his Brewers hoodie. It's cold in here today. We're all wearing hoodies.
Yeah, we are all.
Mackenzie Flumes answering your phones at 216-474-0092. And the man in the know joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, and you can read his work at brownszone.com. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scotty.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Before we get into anything else, when does the Malachi Corley era begin? Because one carry, one touch, and a gain of 31 yards is not enough.
Well, they need something at receiver, so yes. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some more Malachi Corley. It felt like Isaiah Bond got a bunch of run yesterday in some high-leverage situations, and it was not able to work with between him and Gabriel. Not that it was all Bond's fault, but I think they just got to keep trying. And, you know, there's a little buzz about Corley when he came out of college a couple years ago. So why not?
All right, why not?
Can we get into this? Are they switching quarterbacks or are they firing the coach? Let me get right to it because that's what everybody wants to hear today.
Well, maybe I'm disappointing people, but I don't think they're going to do either. You know, Kevin said after the game, I know he kept saying we're going to look at everything, but he also said he's sticking with Dylan Gabriel. So I don't think he's going to change that coming out of the bye. I think it changes at some point. You know, I'm pretty confident we're going to see Shedeur Sanders. I just don't think it's against the Jets coming out of the bye. And I don't think they're making a coaching change at midseason. I think he gets a chance to finish the season and then see how many wins they get to. And we evaluate that and Andrew Berry and everything, depending on how bad it finishes. I get it. I get how bad yesterday looked. I get it that they're 2-6. I'm not sure a coaching change does, or frankly, I don't think it does any good at this point. And I think it's a little unfair to change to only give Dylan Gabriel 4 starts. I get that he hasn't played well. I saw yesterday's game. I think you got to give a rookie quarterback more time, and he's not getting much help. We know the receiver corps is terrible. We talked about that a billion times, and it's hard to play quarterback in that spot. Not that Gabriel was any good. I get the interceptions. I get the safety, and I understand how this projects. You know, going forward, do I think he's the answer? No. But I do think if you're trying to get an accurate evaluation, it's more than 4 games when the stuff around you is not very good, and you threw 52 times in Pittsburgh, and you played in London. Like, we all know what happened. He had a weather game. I just think he should have more time.
Scott, I agree with everything you just said. People who are saying that the guy can't play in the league after 4 games, I think it's an absurd thing to say for a guy who was very successful in college. That said, I tend to agree with you. if he were to be able to become a starting quarterback in the NFL at this point and a really good one, I think people would be surprised. Wouldn't you?
Oh, there's no doubt, right? And I think part of this, guys, is what you thought coming into the league, right? Your perception. And my perception was Dylan Gabriel wasn't a starting quarterback coming out of college, right? I would not have drafted him in the third round. So I'm sure that affects the way I view his play. So when it looks like he's small in the pocket, like, oh, that, I saw that coming, right? When he misses a throw or takes him, he's got to get out of the pocket to try to throw that pass to Isaiah Bond, and then it's too late. And maybe if he just hung in the pocket and was bigger, he could have let it go earlier. You know, those are my preconceived notions. So I don't think he's going to be a top 12 quarterback in this league ever. But I think it's, I just don't think it's right to make that decision after four games, given the circumstances. And I just think that's, you know, I think everybody's so quick to make judgments in this league, and I get it. But how many times have we seen quarterbacks? You look across the league, they were bad with their first team, and then they figured it out somewhere else. And I'm not saying that about Dylan Gabriel. I'm just saying the reality is sometimes people need time. And four starts in this team with this team is not enough to get an accurate gauge on a quarterback.
I'm just curious because I the schedule came out today for the rest of the week. Andrew Berry's not speaking. I'd heard that Andrew was going to speak last week on Wednesday. I'm just like, at what point is Andrew going to come out and talk about what's going on, especially with thinking a bye week, rather than Kevin having to sit here and answer personnel questions? I get it. I understand why Kevin's got to answer the question
it's
immediately.
It's not really fair to Kevin, though.
It's not. And when you look at, and I'm not comparing the Browns to the Cavs or the Guardians, but especially the Guardians. Like, when the Guardians make a move that is like, it could even be like a Class A trade, they'll come out and talk about it. But why does Kevin have to answer every one of these questions when we have a general manager?
It's a great question. I agree that I would prefer how the Guardians do it, right, where the GM talks much more often. And I am a big fan of transparency and availability, and I would prefer that. The Browns are not set up that way, and a lot of teams in the NFL aren't. I don't think GMs talk much in the NFL. I know Andrew Berry has traditionally talked during the bye week. It doesn't look like he's going to this week. There's no rule that he needs to, and if you look across the league, there's not a whole lot of GMs that do talk over the bye week. That's their prerogative. I think in this setting,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And it's gone. Given that he traded two of the four quarterbacks that were in that competition, and maybe you're one and you're two, I think that's you want to hear the GM talk about that. You want to hear the GM talk about the state of the receiving corps and why he ignored it or didn't do what he needed to do, and if that's the reason the team isn't where it needs to be. You want to hear him talk about Shedeur Sanders' development. You want another voice besides just Kevin Stefanski, who has to do it, whatever, three or four times a week. So, from my perspective, it would be better if he talked. You know, I'm sure the Browns think, you know, is it really going to help if he comes out and talks? And we do know that Andrew Berry doesn't tend to say a lot when he does talk. But I would always want to hear from the GM regardless.
Scott Petrak's joining us, brownzone.com, where you can read all of Scott's coverage of the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. You just mentioned something we were talking about earlier. If you're going to bring in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, why do you trade them before they barely even get into the season and get nothing but moving up a couple of spots in the draft and a fifth rounder in return? And leave yourself with two rookies taken in the third and the fifth. It's not like you left yourself with a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, it's a great question. Here's where I think the whole way we view this Browns season is difficult, because I think we all know, we just have an understanding in the back of our heads that this, it's not just about wins and losses in 2025. And we've talked about how the roster is in transition and they're in some level of rebuild, right? Doesn't mean they can't win this year, but we acknowledge that they didn't add a lot of pieces in the offseason because they're trying to figure out, get out of salary cap jail, all those things. But yet when you're Sunday watching the game, it's all about why aren't they winning? Why are they getting blown out? So it's kind of a difficult spot to be in. So when the Browns traded the two veteran quarterbacks, it was because they wanted to see the rookies. And they'd seen Joe Flacco for four games and determined it wasn't working and he was turning the ball over too much. Now, that also could have been a premature decision to make, right? Now, I don't know if Joe Flacco would have played any better because the receivers haven't gotten any better, but I certainly think he gives you a better chance to win than Dylan Gabriel does. And I would probably say Shedeur Sanders too, although we haven't seen him. And I felt that way when they benched Joe. But it was like, okay, well, you need to see the rookies. You want to see the rookies. So that move made some sense at the time. Now you go, well, Dylan Gabriel's not good enough, so why isn't Joe Flacco there? The Kenny Pickett trade is a head-scratcher because they liked him. They thought he did a lot of things they wanted, right, the mobility that they're looking for in the quarterback. I don't know if they didn't, when he got here in practice for a while, they said, all right, he's not good enough, or the hamstring cost him the starting job, and they're like, hey, we really value a fifth-round draft pick, and we're going to turn to the rookies at some point anyway. But I think you can certainly question both those trades, and I might even question the Pickett one more just because I do think they had high hopes for him,
yep.
And we didn't get to see a lot of him because of the hamstring in training camp. And, you know, I know that Andrew Berry's turned fifth-round pick into Amari Cooper, right? I also know that fifth-round picks are just not that valuable. And even as we talk about this trade deadline, it's like, how many fifth-round picks can a team have? So I just don't find getting back a fifth-round pick for a quarterback that 3 months earlier you thought could be your starter, that doesn't feel like great value to me.
Agreed. I agree completely. Do you think Andrew Berry will chat this week? It's the bye week. You usually hear from the GM. I don't believe there's anything, that, at least that's been announced so far. I would sure hope we hear from him.
Yeah, I hope so. Last time I checked in, it was TBD. So I'm not crazy optimistic, but I haven't ruled it out yet.
The defense has had some moments, some good moments. They gave up a lot of points, a lot of yards yesterday. They're on the field a long time. Overall, good defense, great defense, mediocre defense. What do you think? I would say good. What do you think?
Yeah. I think I'd go between good and great, whatever that, you know, I'm not very good, just a little better than good. I feel like it's a legit defense, and if you gave it support with an offense that stayed on the field, I know that hasn't always been an issue this year with time of possession. It was yesterday, and the Browns couldn't sustain a drive, and the defense was out there a bunch. I think it's gotten to the point where they are taking more chances, and that can lead to some big plays. And we saw that yesterday against a good Patriots team with a really good quarterback and a really good play caller. And I just feel like this defense is being put in a ton of bad spots over and over. And that leads to games like yesterday. And we've seen a couple of those games, right? The game in Baltimore. But I just think if the playing surf, if the it was a level playing field, this is a top. I think it's a top five defense in this league. I really do.
All right, let's talk about Myles Garrett for a second. If I had five sacks in a game, and I played yesterday, and my offense didn't do anything for me, and this has been going on all year, how upset is he? Like, how mad do you think he is at this point? He's got to be frustrated. We kind of saw a little of that frustration yesterday, and if you were him, would you be saying trade me?
Well, no, I would not be saying trade me. I think that ship has sailed. I think he knows that they can't trade him given the huge contract and the salary cap ramifications.
Unless he was, if he wanted out of here bad enough, he would say, forget about some of the stuff, some of the guaranteed stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I can't imagine, but somebody else would probably pay him on the other side.
Yeah. But you just don't see that, right? I mean, don't see guys say, okay, to rip up my contract and trade me. So I just think he knows that it's not a reality. I think when he signed the extension in March or February, that he knew this was a possibility, and he's hoping things get better. I think it's really interesting how Myles Garrett's viewed, because a couple weeks ago, it was in Pittsburgh, right? He talked about being frustrated and how, you know, we lose the same way every week. And my social media was filled with people killing Myles Garrett for saying that. Mm-hmm. You took the money. You knew what you signed up for.
Yeah.
And then after yesterday's game, he gets five sacks. I feel like the narrative has shifted, and I'm like, well, of course he's frustrated. Why wouldn't you be frustrated? They're terrible. He's playing great. So it's really interesting how we look at it. I think Myles has played great almost since the day he got here. He continues to play great. He had an all-time game yesterday, and I know he's frustrated. I know he wants to win. We talked to him about passing Reggie White, and he talks about people only care about winning, and that's how these greats are remembered. And I do think that frustrates Myles Garrett that maybe he'll be remembered as a guy that just lost all the time, and he doesn't want that. So I think all those things are real. All the emotions are real. But I like what he said yesterday after the game, how, you know, obviously he would have traded the sacks for or thrown away the sacks for a win. But he also said, I got to talk to these guys. I got to make sure nobody quits. I got to lead us. And I think he's really trying to do that. I just wonder when the frustration will really get to him, because we saw that at the end of last year. It did, and that's how the trade request started. I think he's in a better position to handle that, but if they keep losing, who knows?
Brownzone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. Scott, thank you, bud.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Scott
man.
Petrak, covering the team for the Chronicle Telegram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.